Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello.
Hey, Eric. How's it going?
Good. Thanks, yourself?
Good. All right. We'll jump right into questions, and we'll get started with Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey there, Eric. Mike Harrington, Buffalo News here. Thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
As long as you've been in the Winnipeg organization, as much as you may have wanted to stay, and I know the Sabres gave you term and dollars, but ultimately how much of your decision was simply flat out opportunity that if you play well, there's 40 to 45 starts available for you, and that wasn't going to happen in Winnipeg?
No, for sure. I think Mike and I and my whole team kind of thing, like everyone kind of looked at the different situations and looked at the best opportunity. And I knew that, I love my time in Winnipeg. I loved every single second being there. And it was a great spot for me, but they have an NHL goalie there who's really established. I mean, he's a top three goalie in the NHL. And I mean, it was great for me to learn from him for a couple of years, but now going to Buffalo, I feel like I can, maybe earn some more starts and maybe work myself into a little bit more playing time. And that was a big decision why I chose the Sabres for the spot.
And how about the idea that you have a veteran here in Craig Anderson who has a ton of NHL experience, life experience? How attractive was that to you to get a chance to be here and work with him?
It was fantastic. I mean, it all moved very fast with the Sabres and everything like that because July 13th, it all moved really quickly. But just knowing that Craig Anderson's there, and I've heard such amazing things about him and how great of a human being he is, how great of a person he is, and just how much knowledge he brings to the game and how much he understands and how much he helps different players to grow their game and get better was a huge turning point for myself. I just know so many people speak so highly of him, and he was such an amazing goaltender. I mean, growing up watching him, I watched him play a couple of games. Actually, I remember I was in Anaheim and I watched him play with the Florida Panthers. I think he made 51 saves on 53 shots. So that kind of stuck out to me saying, wow, this guy is, he's a really good goaltender. And I'm just really excited to be able to bounce ideas off him and how we hopefully have a very, very good relationship with him.
Hey, Eric, welcome to Buffalo. Are you surprised at all the way Winnipeg handled last year? You only needed to play another game and a half, and it would have been all different. You would have been restricted and probably still there. Were you surprised the way they handled it?
So I think in the situation we were in, it was different because we were a team desperately fighting to make a playoff spot. And yes, it looked like it was a tough situation for us to make playoffs at the time, but I knew that our coach, who was a newer coach, and Dave Lowry, was trying to keep his job, and I knew if we got to the playoffs, he would have a really good sponsor chance of that. So he was going to play his guy, and Connor Hellebuck was—he's a top three NHL goaltender, like I said before. So I don't know if I was in any different situation, if I would have done anything differently, because he's such a good goaltender. And you got to play your guns every single night to give yourself who they feel is giving themselves the best chance. And I completely understood that. And I mean it. Who knows? It could have worked out for the best. You never know. I'm very happy to be a Sabre now, and thankful for that. I'm had the opportunity to be in Buffalo.
How much do you remember of that game you played for the Devils here in Buffalo, where you got the opportunity to get into the net?
It was awesome. I mean, it was a lot of fun there because that was a bit of a strange year. It was kind of a weird kind of scenario with the no fans. The whole year was kind of strange. It was really, I was just happy to be playing hockey and have the opportunity to play games and stuff like that. But it was just, I remember coming to the game and just getting there and just saying, wow, I finally get to play a hockey game this year. I feel like it was forever since I played because it has been so long with the COVID delays and everything. And we were so fortunate that our sport was able to continue on for a little bit and just play that game with a lot of fun.
Hi, Eric. Welcome to Buffalo and congratulations on getting married recently.
Thank you.
For you, leading up to the opening of free agency, what was it like sort of watching the goalie carousel move the way that it did? A lot of guys moving teams and sort of waiting for when you could actually sign a contract to see who was going to be left over and still had that need.
No, that was kind of pretty crazy for a little bit there. I mean, it was just mayhem. I mean, goalies were going left and right, and it was a lot of fun to watch. It's kind of, as much as I'm a player in the league, I'm also a fan of the league. So I like to kind of watch it and get kind of nerdy and kind of say, oh, where's this guy going? Where's that guy going? Even for myself, I don't really know where I'm going until July 13th. I mean, I'm talking to Winnipeg because it's the only team you can really talk to until the 13th. So you're kind of like, where am I going? I'm not really sure. And then all of a sudden, as soon as Buffalo called the 13th, we just knew that was the right fit and it was the right opportunity. I was so happy to be there. And I'm so thankful for that, the opportunity that I have.
You worked and waited a long time for that NHL opportunity. There was moving around on waivers, time in the American League. You know, what was it like just remaining patient? And were there times where it did get difficult for you?
100%. There's been a lot of times where it was tough to continue doing it, but hockey is something I truly love doing. And I love the game of hockey. Like, I love playing. I love practicing. I love being there with the guys. I love skating. I love working out. This kind of stuff. This is what I'd like to do. And I mean, I couldn't, it just guess what kept me going. It kept me driving. It's like, well, where am I having the most fun at the rink? I'm having the most fun at the rink. I'm having the most fun with the guys at the rink, skating, playing games. That was when I was truly myself in my truest form. And I just felt like that was the best way to continue moving. And I loved it. And it was, I mean, definitely difficult, but I worked hard for the opportunity. And when it finally came, it was even, it's almost like, even though it's not you, it take a while, it's almost better that it took a little while because it took me time to really appreciate getting there.
What'd you learn from Connor last year, being around him every day and seeing the way that he works and goes about it?
It's great. I mean, anytime you can be around a goaltender of his caliber and really learn from him, it's truly exciting. I mean, he's such a good goalie and he truly just understands the game so well, be able to share different knowledge with him back and forth, even just in between periods or even on the ice. He's a pretty relaxed guy during games. He likes to talk and break down goals, and we did a really good job of making sure we broke down every single goal that he got scored on this year. So I like to learn his thought process, and I could kind of fine tune that to myself. Even video, like a lot of times when you go watch video as a goaltender, you usually watch it individually with the goalie coach. I would watch all the games that he played with the goalie coach as well. So I just be learning, like, what's he thinking in this scenario? What's he thinking here? Okay, this is why he did that play. And that was always a big help for me to really understand how he's playing different scenarios. And that was, it's always been really helpful for me, and we have a really good relationship because of that.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Hi, Eric. When you examine your journey, I mean, you've gone on waivers. You've always been in demand. What was maybe the most difficult one to handle as far as switching teams, or were they all? Did you just look at them all as an opportunity? Because I mean, it's a very unique journey you've had, I guess I would say.
Yes. That's a good question, because I think for myself, it's never been super hard for me moving teams. It's always been harder for the people around me, my girlfriend at the time, now wife, my dog. It's always tougher when we're doing that stuff. For me, it's always easier. It's just going, okay, just gonna go play hockey again. Just gonna go play hockey, do my thing. I make friends pretty quickly. I'm not too worried about that. It's more moving my family around, that kind of stuff, that was always getting hard. And it was always hard not really knowing where you're going to wake up the next day. And this year was kind of nice, where I was new. I had stability. It was really good for me. It helped me play better hockey, just because I was like, okay, I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be here. I'm not going to be going anywhere else. And for myself, it was a big thing for me. And I mean, there's definitely tough times through it all, but I mean, I always looked at it as opportunity, and it's always better to be wanted than not wanted. Right. Because I mean, if you get picked up off waivers, the team wants to give you a chance and wants to give you that opportunity. So for me, it meant a lot.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Hey, Eric, this is Rachel with Spectrum. As you've mentioned, and multiple people have at this point, your journey has been years long, and there's a lot of adversity and patience in that. But Kevin Adams said that he's expressed a lot of confidence that this is your moment, and they have a lot of faith in you to advance and level up for this starting job. What about that journey helped you prepare for this moment? Do you think you're more ready now than you've ever been before?
I would say yes, for sure. I mean, even last year, I had a very good season, just because I think a big year for me was kind of the year of the, the taxi squad, just being around the goalie coach in Winnipeg every single day and skating with Helly every single day and just kind of understanding the ins and outs of the NHL game. Cause up until that point, I was always in the American League, kind of going up and down. But then when I had my first full season of like NHL hockey, even though it was just on a tacky squad, I got to be around the guys and got to kind of say, hey, you know what? I think I can do this. It was always me going to the NHL as a call up and being, oh man, I got to be so good this game. I got to play perfectly to stay up here. But last year the taxi squad year, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm stopping these guys in practice. I can do this. And then the last year kind of built upon that and just kind of said, you know what? Just play your game. Just be you, play your game, have fun and enjoy. And it kind of really helped me out. And I had a really good season because I just kind of trusted my game more and understood, hey, I can do this and just play.
Erica, obviously the opportunity, like we discussed, is a reason to come to Buffalo. But as you start to look at this club as a goaltender, what's it like knowing that in front of you are going to be Rasmus Dahlin, Owen Power, Matias Samuelsson, Joakim Haru, Lyubushkin, that group?
I mean, it's a really good team. I'm really excited to be here. I'm really excited to be part of this team. I'm really excited to see this team grow. I mean, even last year, I remember playing with Buffalo beat us last year in Winnipeg. They beat us, I think it was 2-1 or something like that, 3-2 or something like that. It was a really good game. And then we went to Buffalo on a back-to-back. We played Buffalo and then Toronto the next night. And they was like, holy smokes, this team's really good. They gave us a really good – they should have beat us that last game for sure. It was a great game. And I mean, I know we didn't make playoffs last year, but our team was on paper a very good team in Winnipeg. So we were like, wow, this Buffalo team's got a lot of potential. They're a really good team. And then all I've heard is from guys since I've signed is like, wow, you signed an amazing spot. This team is really making the next step here. There are a lot of guys who are really good in this team who have established themselves now. And I heard nothing but amazing things about the head coach and stuff like that. So I'm really, really excited to be a part of this organization, this group. I mean, I think they can really take off and really earn a lot of opportunities, a lot of wins. And I'm just really happy to be a part of this.
You know, you have a tremendous reputation for your work ethic. And Donna Granato even told us the other day, you know, that the reputation is you have to be kicked off the ice at times in practice. How much are you going to have to change things up a little? If you're getting a lot more games this year than in the past, how much do you think you have to just evaluate what you're doing on a daily basis? Because you're not going to be able to spend that amount of practice time.
I don't know. I mean, in the Western League, I always play a lot of games. I've played a lot of games. American League, I've played a lot of games. So I've kind of been used to it before. I've always actually been a starting goalie besides last year. It's my first time ever not being like a starting goalie where I played every single night. And even to myself back then, I still practice a lot. I think practice is what kind of, for me, I get my confidence from my practice. The more I work, the more effort I put into it, the more preparation I put into things, the more confidence I build because of that. So I'm going to make sure that I keep doing what I have to do to have my confidence for the games and make sure that I go through my practice and take my preparation very seriously. And if my body's feeling a little bit tired that day or sore that day, then I understand I have to take a break. But I mean, I'm just going to go in there to try and earn starts. And so I think that's, you earn your starts in practice by making sure you look good in practice and make sure the guys trust you, the coach trusts you in practice. So for myself, it's not taking things looking too far forward. So taking care of that day and making sure that my preparation is correct for each and every single day. So it's the leads in the game correctly.
Thank you.
Hey, Eric, just kind of following up what you said about the taxi season and how that gave you belief. Was there a point last year where that belief maybe even reached another level given the success you had when you did start?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I just tried to earn every single opportunity I had last year and really earn every single start I had. And I knew that with a good goalie in Connor Hellebuck, I wasn't going to get a ton of starts. So I understood that every time I did go into the net, I had to make sure I gave the team a chance to win and really made sure I had to like earn that next start. So I kind of went in there with a little bit added focus, added incentive to make sure I was like, okay, I got to be good this year. And just every single practice, I guess, kind of got better and better and better throughout the year and kept building and building. And I think that kind of attributed to my confidence and making sure I understood, hey, I can play here. I can be here. I can play with these guys. And I mean, the guys in Winnipeg were so great to me. They made sure they knew that how well I was doing practice and all that stuff. And they gave me so much confidence and they believe in me. They trust in me. So it kind of helped me build myself up a little bit as well. And not only that, but just understand that each and every single game that passed by, the better and better it went, the more and more confidence that kind of developed inside of me and kind of more inner belief that I can carry forward now. I mean, it's still going into a whole new year. It's kind of going to rebuild that kind of stuff again. But for myself, it's once again, it starts in practice and just earning it in practice every single day and making sure that I earn my starts, earn my opportunities and just enjoy my time and take it day by day. I can't look too far forward or too far past. Just make sure I take care of my each and every single day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Eric. Congratulations. I'm curious how much Kevin Adams, when you spoke to him before signing, how much did he talk to you about the culture and what they're building here in Buffalo? And as somebody with the work ethic that you have, how does that kind of inspire you?
No, for sure. That was a big thing for me. I mean, just how much Kevin Adams talked about how much he wants to build a culture around how good the guys are, make sure that we have good people first. That's a big thing for me, just understanding, hey, everyone I come here, I know how welcoming the group's going to be, how cohesive everyone's going to be, and how much working together towards a greater goal we're going to be. So that's what I'm really excited to be a part of, and really excited to be a part of the whole growing with the team, because I understand this is a young team, but we're still growing towards a common thing. And it's quite exciting to be a part of that and understand that everyone's kind of pulling together. We're not going in opposite directions, but we're all pulling together towards the same thing, because we all come from the common ground of hard work, earning it every single day, and just understanding that it's about being a good person and a good teammate and working hard each and every single day. And I think the culture and the understanding of that process in Buffalo is what was a major factor in me deciding to come here. I'm just super excited that I was given that opportunity.
Thank you so much, and welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you.
All right, last call. Any other questions for Eric? All right, I think we're all set. Thanks so much for taking the time today, Eric.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys. You guys have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.